Welcome to Thoughts of a Relapsing Drug Addict. I am your host, Nico, and here we are on April 21st at a whopping 1:43 a.m. Central Mountain Time and Mountain Standard Time, what the fuck ever. And it's hot as balls in this room, and my birthday was yesterday, and dealing with all kinds of fun stuff in my life right now. You know, there's the ex-girlfriend, and hung out with her last night and all of today, which that was just absolutely stupendous. Let's see. We were supposed to get a hotel and have a nice little birthday night out of it, but instead, she calls me at whatever time, and 2:30 or something in the morning, 3, something like that, and tells me, you gotta get me out of here. So I call and get her out. You know, she's having a problem, so we dealt with that, and then then there's just fucking bullshit drama.
You really be interested
and,
in doing that?
Yeah, why not? Yeah, why not? And I'm just podcasting. I have a
Michelle Enforcer over there.
I have a world famous podcast.
You have what?
A world famous podcast.
You have your own?
Yeah, it's been on for years. Yeah.
They
listen to me in like hundreds of countries. Not hundreds, but like 60, 70 countries.
That's cool.
Called Thoughts of a Relapsing Drug Addict.
It's called what?
Thoughts of a Relapsing Drug Addict.
Nice.
It's about my life as a drug addict who constantly relapses.
The ugly truth.
I mean, I guess you gotta stop the relapse, though.
Right? Well, at least, like, pause.
I've done that before.
Pretty funny.
But yeah, sometimes when I get, I mean, I used to make episodes like religiously all the time. I've really been slacking lately, so I was thinking about it. And I was thinking.
Do you
about
video it?
No, I should.
You probably should.
I've actually thought.
Fucking like cape or something.
I got a few new ideas as far as some video content is concerned.
And have, like guests.
I used to have guests all the time. I used to have guests
that
all the time, like artists and sober people, and like just people tell me their story, their life's addiction stories.
People have been affected by.
By addiction.
That would be awesome. Have like nuns and shit.
I had an author who was like a in the '80s like a streetwalker hooker, and now she's like a fat self help author.
Writing books.
Yeah.
Fat
I'm such a dick.
That's
so true. Yeah.
Self-righteous fucking moral.
I mean, and God bless her soul. You know, we had such troubles recording that, like. My recording stopped like 5-6 times, and she had to call me back and fucking blah 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 and
why,
fucking.
Why you were talking shit? Or?
No, just because my shit kept cutting out.
Oh, your gear.
Yeah, I mean, I got like nowadays. I mean, if I got like a mixer and a couple microphones and fucking, I got a nice little duty setup.
So you know how to do it?
Yeah, I know how to do it. I'm doing it right now. But
do you ever get like audited by the FCC? They ever like randomly check shit?
No.
Yes, the FCC would
have been. I'm pretty sure podcasts are exempt.
You think so?
I mean they do everything on podcasts. They don't like we're uncensored.
You don't think they randomly check shit? Like if something's fishy, like
if you
terrorism or something?
I mean, yeah, no, I mean, because I'm on like Apple and Spotify and like all that shit, yeah. On those
That's
big
cool.
platforms. And yeah, if you break the rules, you know, if you talk about like white hate and fucking things like that, like killing niggers and gay people and shit like that.
Certain way to like fucking language.
I didn't mean it. I was just using that word as an example for entertainment purposes only. I don't condone those sort of words.
You have a pretty big following. Who was this dude?
Well, you know, funny story, actually. I'm about my biggest controversial episode, I took it down. It's the only thing. I always said I would never take anything down. But I got like death threats and shit.
Did you?
I'm not gonna say what. I'm not gonna say what. But
come on, dude, not a whole lot.
No, because I'm gonna start. No, I'm recording now, so I don't want to get in the same trouble again.
I know you are.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Yeah, fuck yeah.
I'll be here.
Yeah, no, that's. I mean, these are the best episodes sometimes off the fly. And so the episode was, I just go on rants when I'm a guest and it's by myself and shit. So I was going on a conspiracy theory rant, and which could go a lot of places. Started talking about crisis actors, and I mentioned a certain event didn't happen how they say it did. It happened, sure, but like, not
different accounts,
different different narrative.
Oh, Sandy Hook.
Yeah, that's really? That's the one.
Really?
I didn't say it. I got death threats over that shit.
Well, dude, that one guy, what's his name? Who, he was on the radio.
Alex Jones?
Yeah.
You see,
he got sued, didn't he?
Yeah, YouTube took him off. See, the thing about Alex Jones is a blind man. But I believe he's put out by the machine, by the man.
You think so?
To spread to make the real stuff sound so outlandish that no one wants to believe it.
But how would that affect gun control, like, in the way they want it to go?
It's not, but that's why they fucking set people up to get shot in public places, like movie theaters and stuff.
You're giving them a lot of credit. That takes a lot of manipulation and, like...
I mean, he's manipulated.
Unless you straight up hire...
InfoWars are fucking, like... I mean, he's manipulated a lot of people.
Well, and the thing about it... It, like, causes such, like, paranoia that
it's
it
the
works.
Fucking other side. There's like, got to be that extreme.
Exactly, and it's...
And he's the extreme.
And what's really extreme, you know? It's...
But he could say something that is so true.
Like, make your but, day-to-day could be very extreme.
But make it sound so retarded that no one will believe him.
Right.
That's, like, what his job is. And maybe he wasn't put there by them, but that's why they let him... do what he does.
And then he kind of like disappeared and then like he got
isn't he dead?
No, he was supposed to be in court the other day.
Oh.
And he you know, he missed the court date.
He
had some he said he was sick. Of course. And then the day he was supposed to be in court and said he was sick, he was like at some marathon jogging.
He's fat. He can't jog.
No, I don't. I think he was there fucking
watching,
probably. Do you want some of this?
Sure. The one good thing he did was he's the one and only person who has
I've never seen him.
He's got inside video of Bohemian Grove.
What's Bohemian Grove?
Really?
Really.
Okay. Bohemian Grove is a camp, we'll say, in Sebastopol, California. That the elites go and this is
like ultra rich.
This is facts. This is not just me spouting. This is facts. They have a club, like a man's club, and George Bush, Trump's been there, Obama's been there.
Like a man love
club. The Grateful Dead's been there. The Grateful Dead plays there. Jerry
really?
Seinfeld does comedy night there, and Larry David.
It's in Northern California.
Yeah, it's in Sonoma County, and there's a trailer park right down the road. Where everyone there has worked there for generations.
Right.
I've been to parties at that trailer park, so
it's pretty nice, the camp?
It's gorgeous.
It's like...
It's fucking pristine. I mean, I've never been behind the gates, but like...
Right.
Alex Jones got video of them fucking all wearing cloaks, worshipping the, like some giant wooden owl statue.
Really?
Fuck
for
yeah.
Real?
Oh yeah, oh yeah. And the wives are all like doing some fucking other shit, like...
Bloodletting or something?
And,
baby blood?
Yeah, and drinking adrenochrome or
yeah,
some shit.
Yeah, drinking
some,
baby blood.
Some such.
Out of a goblet.
And
a satanic goblet.
Yeah, it's like a secret society, you know, like the Mason.
For real?
Like, yeah, no, it's real. It's real.
And you got photos of it?
I got video.
You don't think it was staged?
I mean, it could have been, but I mean, this shit, I mean, it was like, he was wearing a cloak and shit, so it was like under the, I mean.
Were they all,
Yeah, it was all kind of crazy. You didn't fucking YouTube that shit.
Really?
Yeah, it's real. But I mean, and then there's like thousands. I mean, there's so much like literature.
What a fucking life that guy had, you know? Just like, but if you were getting fucking financed, you know,
someone was paying for his
shit. Yeah, sounds like somebody's like. I mean, how else could you go around doing crazy shit like that unless you're already rich?
Yeah, which I don't believe he was independently wealthy. I mean, I don't know, though. I mean,
right? I mean, who knows?
He's no Rush Limbaugh.
You want to hear something crazy, dude? Rush Limbaugh, the last big band I had, Rush Limbaugh was totally into our band. And when he was in Denver, he'd come and see our shows.
When he lived here?
Uh-huh. No, I don't know where he lived.
Because I know my dad was really big into him in St. Missouri.
And then our bass player, she's female, and he had this huge crush on her. And like... Oh,
poor fat bastard.
Well, she was a fucking...
She's into him?
She's totally into him.
Wow.
She was super right-wing Republican.
She fucking give old Rushy a blowjob?
They got together. I know.
Wow, that's...
They spent a weekend together.
That's cute.
It was kind of cute. It was just odd. It was like...
That's weird.
Well, like...
Is this what I think it is?
Crystal.
Oh. Oh, God, I didn't just fucking...
Why'd you think it was coke?
Yeah, well, I didn't just go right out of the yellow with it.
The old schnoz.
That
would
hurt.
Yeah, that...
That made me horny, too. Wrong time for that.
That's never.
Well, I was just before you walked in the door. I was talking about my lovely night last night.
Really?
Because these people know.
It
about
sounded
my,
long.
These people know my whole life.
Right.
The podcast people. I fell asleep on the porch, man.
Is that what happened?
I guess. Like I woke and woke up on the porch.
Because when I left, I didn't. Well, I left to fucking like 6 this morning.
I woke up. I went out there to smoke a cigarette.
And passed out.
Yeah, I woke up and I walked in the door and she's like fucking nodded out by the door. I'm like, what the fuck? They're like, where have you been? I'm like, 5 feet away.
With a cigarette burn.
I'm good. Like, they're like, I thought you left with Tim. I'm like, Tim came like 5 hours ago and I never left. I think that just was an excuse to not fucking...
Have to talk to anybody?
Maybe. But no, she's had a rough night.
Yeah, she's a sweet girl. She seems really cool.
She's...
How long are you guys together?
Oh, we were together for, we're not together anymore. We were together... Oh, you really are going for it, okay.
That's cool, you guys still hang out.
Well, that's part of what we're trying here. It's, we're...
Like, dude, my parents, after they got divorced... They couldn't be in the same room.
Well,
like,
so
you'd have to call the cops.
So we've been together.
My mom
started
throwing shit
out. We were together since like June, and she was in jail most of the time.
Really, Millie?
Well, like half the time.
But she just didn't handle her shit or something.
Yeah, she
FTA.
just fucking probation violations, shit like that. But you know, like I'd only known her 3 weeks, and she went to jail for 4 months. And I fucking stayed there and fucking held it down, put money on the phone, fucking got to know her over the phone, like,
You had just met her?
Yeah.
And so you just met her and then she got locked up?
Yeah. So, like, and so I had lost my phone that week. So she gets arrested, she's trying to call me, and she's not answering.
Oh,
I'm not answering.
Man.
So she's like, you know, fuck that dude, you know, he
she
bailed,
you were
you know?
Dissing him? Dissing
yeah,
him.
And then...
Dropped
so,
off for a while.
Yeah, so I get a phone like 10 days later.
That sucks.
She'd quit calling, you know, at that point.
Yeah.
But I was like, I gotta get a hold of this girl. I was like, no, I'm into her, you know? So I schedule a video visit.
Oh. Because
that's the only way
you
can
do...
Yeah.
So out of nowhere, you drop in for a video visit.
And then I was like, I didn't bail. I didn't
bail. Did she cry?
I was like, I didn't bail on you, girl. I'm fucking
so happy to see you.
Yeah, she was.
Did she cry?
And
I don't mean it like...
No, I know.
Happy to hear her cry. That she was so happy to see you.
Probably pretty close.
I mean, think about it. Like, that's a pretty emotional deal.
Yeah, it was very emotional. She doesn't really have much of soul, so much of emotion.
Oh, my.
Hey,
wow.
She'll tell you the same thing.
That's almost like...
Until she's, like, crying and, like, bearing her soul to you.
Is that out of, like, on purpose? Or just
no,
not enough life experience, perhaps?
Oh, no.
Hey,
people,
come on.
According to her...
Yeah,
much as how life has made me a cynical, jaded fuck...
Yeah.
It just beat her up.
Did it? Oh, I see.
Apparently, I mean...
She didn't know how to digest it.
She became a fucking soulless drug addict. So,
like, with no fucking, like, drive? Or
well,
no,
she's got drive. No, she's got fucking world. She's got everything she says
she doesn't
she
have any diabolical plans she wants to...
No, she just... What we're for... She got fucked up in this point in time where we're at. Is... She never wanted to fall in love again. Never wanted to be vulnerable for a dude again and all this and that. give him the power to hurt her, you know, because she got hurt real bad and whatever.
From some guy she was with?
Yeah, and that's how she started doing drugs and whatever. And then so...
So it's not like she's not even enjoying her recreational drug use.
Really. I mean, she enjoys it plenty. And so then here comes me with my fucking dashing good looks and winning personality.
Fucking...
And swept her right off her feet. She wasn't ready for it. And she'll even say it
too. How could she resist? I mean,
exactly. You know, how could any?
Only a woman.
Plenty have, but you know.
We're all How old is she?
27.
Really?
Yeah.
I liked her socks.
I mean, you can have them. They're
in, no, I'm they're, good. Right? Mike was really into your socks. He took them.
I remember hearing you. I was like, man, I love your socks. You
start wearing them.
And she was crying her eyes out, and you're like, I love your socks.
That's funny.
I don't think she looked up.
Poor thing. Where did she try?
Who the fuck cares?
Really? It's like that.
I mean, she's doing her thing. I mean, last night was the first time I seen her or talked to her in fucking a while, you know? I wanted to hang out with her. I wanted to hang out with her for my birthday, like a fucking pussy. Yeah.
So like compared to other birthdays, or on the Richter scale,
it's terrible.
Was it terrible? Sorry to hear that. Yeah. Too bad.
It's absolutely terrible. Because we were supposed to have fucking.
They only get worse.
Well, I know. We were supposed to have this like good day and this good night, whatever. No, good day. Fuck that. And then she hits me at like 2 p.m, you know. She's like, oh, we'll hang out tonight, we'll get a room, we'll fucking blah, 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 blah. You know, like, word. And then she's like, well, you know, fucking hits me up at like 9, you know. And she's like, well, I got a few things to do. I might work a little bit and then fucking we'll hang out.
Working girl?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
And it just gets better and better, doesn't
it? Well, you know, there's some jobs that just some people can't be good at.
She's good at it.
Is she?
Yeah.
Well,
she knows what she's doing.
Really?
Fucking shit.
We saw this couple last week at the 7-Eleven down there on Federal, 10th and Federal. No. She was buying cigarettes and shit. And they asked us if we had cigarettes. I didn't want to say, I don't, but I'm sure she will. No, I didn't do that. But there was this couple, this girl and this Mexican guy. And I'm thinking now that he was her pimp. Like, they didn't look like they were together, really. And they kind of like...
Or he was a trick.
No, I don't think so. I think he was his attempt
at... Man.
Pimped him, yeah. Go for it. His attempt at pimping.
I mean, that ain't hard. I fucking...
Well, it didn't look like they were together. And they really looked like they had anything like...
Yeah.
Connection, you know?
Yeah.
And they... Because I thought they were, like, together, you know, boyfriend and girlfriend or whatever. And then body language and stuff dictated that...
In theory, I guess I pimped her out.
How? What do you mean?
I mean, I paid for the hotel rooms and fucking taking a cut.
That's just fucking...
That's when we broke up the first time. I was like, I'm gonna pimp this bitch out.
Hey, you had to fucking stay somewhere. You would have stayed somewhere anyway.
I was like, you can keep the hotel room upstairs and I'll get another one downstairs.
Now that's beautiful.
I trapped the fuck out of that Quality Inn.
Where? Oh, which one?
God, the one at Mississippi and Abilene.
Oh, that's Aurora, isn't it?
Yeah.
My God.
I was fucking raging the A. And I had fucking her upstairs with another girl.
Wow.
And then I had my spot downstairs just 24/7 humming. And made a lot of money there.
Did you?
Fuck yeah, not a lot back.
And just fucking not even leaving the premises, huh, pretty much.
I mean, I left a few times to go get food.
Meet the
gentleman. They came to me. I mean, it's...
One of my boys got busted last night because he went into a hotel room. I said, dude, never do that.
Hotels are touchy, man.
And he's not staying there. He just went to serve up and fucking...
If it ain't yours and you don't know whose it is, you stay the fuck busted. Away.
It's too bad, man.
Or if you're a fucking plug, you're getting robbed or fucking... I mean, I walked into hotel rooms with fucking head and tried to get robbed. I mean, I had my own fucking room's door kicked down by fucking 3 niggas with straps. I fought them the fuck out the door. I was really proud of myself. I went berserk.
Did you?
And I got all 3 of them out the door. And then fucking one of them grabbed my hood through the door, started pistol whipping me on my fucking head through, like, with my face covered.
At that hotel or a different one?
No, that was in Cali. It was in Oakland.
Because that one on Abilene, I don't know if I'd stay there without a gun.
Well, and then so they kind of get back in the room, and I'm fucking trying to head, like, reverse headbutts and shit. I'm going, you know, I'm still going.
Did they come in to rob you?
Yeah.
Was that the deal?
Oh, yeah, that was the deal. And then Felony starts getting all buck. And fucking, so I jump on Felony, I'm like, don't hurt my dog, you know. And then fucking, they fucking rack one and put it in the chamber and put it right to my head. And I was like, I'm done. But I was like, had I known there wasn't anyone in the fucking chamber,
right,
I wouldn't have been done yet.
Like, you're going to think that, though. Come on.
And then my friend fucking...
I thought you were going to say they were going to shoot your dog. I was like, oh.
I mean, I thought they were. That's why I jumped on top of her.
That's nasty.
I would have...
Now that's a nigger.
I would have done terrible things behind my truck with them.
I would have come and found their fucking family is what I would have
done. Yeah, and see, at that time, it was hard to say who did it. I was, like, doing hella shady Oakland shit and, like, hanging out at record studios and fucking... Like,
somebody might have been listening to your conversation.
What I think happened was with the cops, I called the fucking cops, I don't give a fuck.
Well,
and they took a bunch of weed and shit.
Yeah, I mean, fuck.
Yeah,
I
told
them. Get your door kicked in, what the fuck?
Yeah, and I got assaulted.
Yeah,
I'm sure. And,
she got black flagged.
Yeah. So, the cops say that fucking, because there's a security gate on this hotel.
Oh, this is the one in California?
Yeah, yeah. And they say that the security guard will tell their homies who's in what room and what they think's going on. So then the homies, they got rooms in the security gates, you know. They got rooms at the homies. So they go bust in a door, run right back to their room.
So they were staying there?
That's what we think.
No shit. Yeah. That's pretty bold.
Yeah. Or they were staying at the Best Western next door and hop the fence. They didn't come in that driving gate, though.
Did they, like, they robbed you with intent? Like, they knew you were, like... They came.
Oh yeah, they were pissed that they didn't find what they thought. They knew what they thought was there, and it wasn't there. Like, they thought I had like 100 pounds of weed there, but I'm not dumb.
Yeah, right.
Like, I just had the couple show and tell pounds, you know.
Yeah.
And then like all the way it was somewhere else, and because I was living up on the farm, we come to town to sell, you know.
Right.
And I had a couple of each strain, whatever. And like, where is it all? I'm like, it's all I got, man. Where is it? I'm like, this is it. And I thought I was going to get shot.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's amazing. They didn't shoot you.
And then, like, where's your car keys?
Just because being pissed.
Yeah, and then they took my... Then I thought, oh, great, they took my fucking Jeep. Wow. And then I fucking go outside. My Jeep's still there. They just went to the car, checked me, see if there's duffel bags in it.
Yeah, or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, fucking dumb fucks got, like, a couple pounds of weed.
Somebody might have sold you out, because...
Yeah, they took my clothes.
My partner in the...
I got robbed way worse fucking a couple weeks later, though.
I had a partner who... you know, business partner, like, you do half, I do half, you trade shit, not. He lived with this girl. How did it go? Yeah, he had the apartment. This girl came to live with him. She had a baby. Oh, I know what happened. Roper, that was his name, Greg Roper. His best friend, they lived in the same apartment. His best friend had a kid, a baby, an infant, dude. Lisa, this chick we knew, sold them out to these black dudes.
Who sold the baby?
Broke it. No, like, it's room, so and so. She came over to buy something and left the door ajar.
Okay.
Left the door open for these
guys. Oh, like Wonderland shit.
Yeah. And, fucking tied up my friends.
Been there.
Had the baby, like, holding the baby and shit with a gun to it, dude. Yeah, it's like, you know, I don't know where, like, people's spiritual fucking, like, beliefs are, but, like, if there's a hell...
Goes out the door, bro.
Pretty sure that's, like, you're buying tickets for
it. So the last time I got robbed, it was in Denver. Last time I was big, anyway. People trying to jack me for a little bit, that just makes me laugh. Like, I got jacked at gunpoint fucking 2 weeks ago, and I laughed at him and called him Dirty Nigger. I said, you're the reason you make the rest of your people look bad. And laughed and got
Why did he rob you? Or try?
I gave it to him. I wasn't trying to get shot over fucking...
No, I hear you. And, like, shooting a person isn't, like, the greatest thing to do in the world.
Well, and, like...
Black, white, or yellow.
The way it was, like... I mean, I probably could have beat it, but if I didn't, it was gonna gut shot me with a 40.
Well, and fucking... You might
not willing to risk it, bro.
No, that's a horrible way to live. If you
or
live.
Die.
Yeah. And if you had to live through it, and like you probably it would get flipped around, you get a hate crime, just that kind murder, of charge, yeah, all sorts of stupid shit.
Yeah.
You know where the Mesa Motor Inn on West Colfax? Mm-hmm. That's a lovely establishment. I was driving my friend for a while. He's slinging fucking rock on Colfax, like ran Colfax for a while, and I was his driver. And what he did, he had an arrangement with this prostitute. Somewhere or another, he'd drive her around and deliver her to these Johns. And somehow she would get the money up front from these guys.
Well, yeah, no,
bail.
As a working girl, you always get the money before you do anything.
Well, she wouldn't deliver her good, you know.
Well, I mean, it's a surprise she didn't get fucked up.
And somehow my friend Clay, fucking, it's amazing she lived. And somehow my friend got implicated, but he was right. He knew what was going on, so it's not like he was innocent.
Yeah, it's accessory after
things. And I didn't know all that shit was going on, and I took
Were they trick or were they robbing him? Like trick rolling him?
They just get the money and then boogie, yeah, and like not come back.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I got robbed by a hooker once.
And
twice. Actually.
I took him to the Mesa Motor Inn for something. When I was driving for him, dude, I carried a gun all the time, fucking on me in the car or whatever.
Yeah.
And I went in there and we're sitting there and I just did not have a good feeling at all, and it was one of these rooms that was connected to another room.
Ooh.
I was looking and I see
someone popped out.
Yeah, I see the fucking door handle moving. So thank God I fucking have the jump on these niggas. But three black dudes fucking came in and they were fucking gonna kill Clay and that chick. It's a good thing I was with them.
So my girl that died a couple years ago, Kennedy. Right when I first started hanging out with her a lot, we'd known each other for years before this. But
Kennedy's her name.
Yeah, and
from Denver, Kennedy.
Yeah. I think she was from Aurora.
I know a couple Kennedys.
Kennedy Warren.
Do you know her from high school or something?
No, I met her on the internet, actually.
From your blog?
No, I met her on Tumblr, yeah.
What's Tumblr?
Tumblr is like it's a blog site, kind of, I guess, you know.
For hooking up or what?
No, I don't know. It's just fucking for posting pictures. And it's like
oh, just lazy. Whatever?
Yeah.
Just like...
Yeah, and she fucking... And, like, I don't know, like, I still have our first messages that we ever sent to each other on it. And, this was years ago. And, so she's at the Kings. You know, the Kings.
Motor Inn?
Yeah.
On East Colfax,
yeah,
right?
East Colfax, yeah. And, she's like, so I went down to smoke crack with this dude, and then, like, he started touching me, and I fucking kicked him in the balls and ran away. And I come here and help me. I was like, you know, like, here's me, fucking Captain Sabo.
I was going to say, did you have your cape on?
That's I did, probably.
It was in the dry cleaner.
My M.O., you know.
That's funny.
So I go there, fucking, I bring two people there, fucking, we're strapped, and fucking, come to find out, this gentleman that he was.
Was he black?
Oh, black as fuck, with, like, three teeth, but he was some super fucking OG that fucking had the whole fucking place, like, guarding him. Fucking, I had like fucking 20 guns pointed at the fucking hotel door.
Really?
I was like, we're not making it out of here alive.
Wow.
Like, this is taking a turn.
And that chick didn't know that, though, apparently.
She had no clue. You know, she was some grimy crackhead to her.
Yeah.
And to me and everyone else except those people.
You could have gotten
I definitely could have.
Where is that? That's on Colfax, right?
Yeah, East Colfax.
Like where?
Before,
It's like that, like 3 or 4 mile strip.
I was just like straight in hotels.
It's just shitty.
It's like Zenadia.
Saturdays is there. And
it's an old Saturdays. It's just a building now.
Really?
Yeah.
Did they move or something?
It's just not there.
Go watch a pregnant woman strip with like,
I've heard that cigarette burns
and shit all over her room. Yeah, yeah, that's attractive.
I mean, I don't think it's been open since I've lived here. That's a long time.
I was over there staying in that hotel right by there, and I don't remember if it was closed or not.
So I used to live in one of those nice apartment buildings by those hotels. Yeah, it was on Nome Street. It's right next to the Mont Chalet.
Yeah.
And right behind the Phillips, which I call it. It's like, in my opinion, like the biggest crack spot in town.
Really?
The Phillips on Oakland.
Yeah.
Oakland and Colfax.
Hey.
Hi.
And, I lived in that apartment building for a while, and I started, like, waking people up in the elevator, and fucking, I started finding blues on the ground, And, like, I had to tell the homeless people, I'm like, if I catch people smoking blues in the halls again, like, I will cut all of you off. None of you people would be allowed to fucking get in here.
Because they were just fucking shit up.
They're fucking...
Were these frozen?
No. Well, kind of. Did you hear what I said? I couldn't go downstairs to get everything because he had fucking made that bug bomb that about killed me.
So what does that mean?
That I had to bring other stuff. So there's a lasagna over there, that tortelloni, some spaghetti.
You got bug bomb. I should put this in the freezer or the fridge?
The tortelloni?
Tortellini.
Yeah. No, it's tortelloni. I'm what's serious. There's tortellini the and then there's what's tortelloni.
The okay, whatever.
Don't know, but what I brought to is tortelloni. Why don't you make the tortelloni?
Okay, should I put it in the fridge or the freezer?
No, let's eat it.
Alright, I'm going to put it in the fridge or the freezer.
How are we gonna eat it if it's in the freezer?
All right,
why don't you leave it out and I'll cook it?
I'll put it in the freezer. Oh
my God, wow, that was, you heard that, right? That was quite the exchange.
She grew a tail.
Wow. That was funny.
If I was hungry,
I would have been pissed.
I would. I'm uncertain if that lasagna is meated.
Meated.
And if there is meat in there, there's not like a whole lot of meat.
It would be
sausage.
So it's ground burger?
I think so, yeah. It's really good. And then I brought you really good desserts, you guys.
Cheesecake?
Cheesecake and dulce de leche.
What
and tiramisu.
Is dulce de leche?
I almost died. Dulce de leche?
It's
the best.
No, just kidding. He didn't bring any of that.
You're lying because you wanted
it all. Dashing it out.
So.
The ice cream sucks though, but it's all.
No, I liked the ice cream.
He said it has something to do with the distribution.
I thought the ice cream was good.
They used to get their syrup from somewhere else, and now they're having to do something else now. You just want free ice cream.
It's good. I never had Andy's.
Yeah, you know what?
No, he's just not acquired. He's not used to the acquired ice cream.
He's not an aficionado such as yourself.
You're right. Me and Breyers are about as good.
Because now that you. Blue Bunny or whatever. Now that you said something, like I tasted it and I was like, damn, she's right. This isn't right. And then I told Tony, and he kind of looked at me like, why are you stirring shit up? Like, I do not want to hear this right now. It's a long fucking day.
So apparently I can get a job there if I want.
I'll cook it for you.
I can be a dishwasher tomorrow.
That's not dinner.
Yeah.
So my Captain Save-A-Ho from last night's story.
Yeah, that motherfucker's going to get fired.
Good.
Who's getting fired?
Black belt.
The black belt dishwasher.
Yeah.
Who I got to? I told the bartender, I go, if I leave and that kid leaves, see what time it is so I can mark it down. And I told the kid I was leaving. I go, be sure to finish everything here. You're not getting paid, dude. And I left and I went down the street to see him. He came out 5 minutes later and left. He like looked around and shit.
How old is he?
Like 23.
Of course he is.
Fucking, oh, God.
They're young kids. No
that
fucking
kid
work
has
ethic.
The worst personality.
No personality, you're right. They're pussies.
It's terrible.
Too.
It's just
what
like
do you mean no
they're soft.
Like, he just gets under your skin. He has no redeeming, like. Charisma.
Would you like to be on my podcast we're recording?
Yeah, this is a good one.
Do I have that? Do I have charisma?
Yes.
Yes, you do.
I do. I've worked hard my whole life to get it.
You do. You have good personality.
Usually people with charisma don't have to work to get it.
You have good personality.
It's kind of a natural.
Well, no, I did. I used to not, like, I used to hate myself, so.
Oh, you can hate yourself and have
charisma. Oh, yeah, I definitely
actually, most people who have charisma
hate themselves, yeah. They project.
Well,
exactly. Or they're just like people hate them so bad that it's
well,
just,
they want that good know that I hated myself.
A mutual thing. And, you
well,
know.
That's
and a lot of people with charisma, people hate them because they're jealous of them, and they're most often alpha males. And if there's an alpha female, you're probably an alpha female, for sure.
I'd say.
Absolutely.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like I am, but I don't let.
But no, that's what makes it like alphas can't be anything but alphas. They just are. Like betas, it's funny watching a beta male trying to be an alpha.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
It just causes awkwardness.
They can't be leaders. They can't. It's so fucking funny.
It's
so
just
funny. It's sad too.
Like. I've never heard of alpha females, though.
You think I'm an alpha for real?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do.
You don't think I'm a bad... I wouldn't be offended.
No,
it's a good thing.
It's
a total compliment.
Oh, okay,
seriously,
yeah.
I just can't see you following people. And, like... You seem like,
thank you.
And you seem like somebody like
a strong personality.
Let's say, yeah, a strong personality. Like if there was a situation and there were other women, and we're just talking women right now, and like you guys had to make a decision to save your life or eat or move or whatever, you'd get sick of the bullshit and you'd take control. This is how it's gonna go. And you'd be like, you can come with me if you want, but this is the way I'm doing things.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're, so I guess mean, there are alpha.
Somebody people. Would probably think of it faster than me though.
Why do you say that?
Because I'm kind of slow. I'd be like, in my blue, hold on.
No, that's just more like deep
it's,
thought.
It's putting more thought into it.
I was going to say, yeah, that you're, it kind of seems like slow on the uptake and people might accuse you of that or me for sure. Like I'm an alpha male and it's like when you're around other alpha males, it's either you get along really well
or you don't get along at all.
Yeah, or it's fucking straight. You're banging, man. Like, there's no cooperation going on. And
you know, and I've been that my whole life. And I think it's annoying a lot of times.
What, being an alpha male?
Yes.
Well, you can't change it.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Sometimes but, I just, like, want to have a boss and, like, have somebody tell me what to do.
So I'm saying, like, it's fucking annoying sometimes to just, like, especially in, like, friend groups where there's not, like, bosses or anything. Like, people look to you, you know?
Yeah,
like, what are we doing?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like, shit like
which
that.
Which is kind of a compliment.
It
you
is,
think,
but
like,
at the
am
same
I really
time,
like
it's
that?
Like,
am I, like, a bossy person?
Like, yeah, I don't like to boss people around.
Right.
Like,
and I don't really think that's what it's about. I think
it's
more,
not,
like,
It's pack mentality.
Yeah, and, like, you just, you have a way of doing things, and you have ideas.
I think you guys are just flattering me.
No, we're not. No, seriously.
Now we're flattering ourselves.
No, like, if we brought some chicks over here and to, like, watch it, that'd be pretty interesting, actually.
No, I'm definitely not. Not.
How did it go down when you were locked up?
I stayed to myself and read books.
That's a good way to be.
But that's what I meant. But, like, I was dried out on drugs. I'm a completely different person.
But, I mean,
I used to be.
At one point or another, you're probably in a setting where there are probably three or four...
Oh, yeah, I grew up in group homes and stuff, and always females, yeah.
And you weren't, like, following other chicks' leads? Unless,
no.
Unless you wanted
to. I was doing my own thing,
yeah.
And then, but, like, I didn't necessarily get along with
like,
them.
Like, as an alpha male, you would, like, if you knew it was in your best interest, or you wanted to learn.
Yeah.
And it just makes sense, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you can tell alpha males, like, right away, and most people
I never
don't.
Really thought about it like that.
Yeah, Tony is an alpha male. Big time, I mean, he's a boss. You pretty much have to be, you know. So you get two alpha males, like me and him, and it's like, you might as well just, like, light a fuse.
I was a security guard at most music venues in Denver. I mean, a lot of alphas and want to be out in that field.
With the
like
bouncers.
Like a Cervantes and,
well,
and fucking, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Like, that's what I did. Like, I might be little, but I'm big.
Who was paying you? Or were you working for different people?
No, I worked for Ridgeback Event Services.
Is that a production company? Or
I was
a security
company. Yeah. I worked for them, and then I worked for Cervantes, the venue.
Uh-huh.
And then I worked for...
Is that Gino, or what's that dude's name? Gino?
It's, who owns it? Scott, and Duncan. And there's like 9 guys that own it. And then, I worked for Code 4. Another company. When I did that, I worked like overnight at the convention center.
What are you gonna call it? It's called Code 4.
Code
just
4.
Sounds right.
He's Code 4. That's a police term, you know.
I think Code 5 is much better.
No,
it's a blues term.
It's a police. Yeah, he's Code 4. It's a police term.
Really?
Yeah.
A twister.
Police.
Really?
Not the band, like the officers. Like a radio.
What
he's
is
code for?
What is it? What is it?
I don't remember
for?
What it means. Look on your phone. Mine's busy. I think it means we've caught him or something. Because
like 211 means murder, right?
I don't know. They're just a bunch of fucking.
And
losers.
Then like 5250 means there's a crazy person.
5150
running amok, right?
5150
means there's a crazy person.
Suicide attempt. Yeah.
Is that what it is? I thought it was just straight like somebody losing their shit.
Well, that's just 5150 is what they call whenever you go in for 72-hour hold.
Really?
Yeah, 5150.
Huh.
And I don't know if that really is 211 really is that.
Well, that's what I heard. They named that whole gang out.
Well, of course.
Like, look at you.
I don't want to. I won't speak of them. They're great guys.
What's the code for somebody's bleeding out? That's what you name your gang. Her stomach shot.
So, my Captain Save-O story. So, we're supposed to go, we're supposed to do a birthday night, you know, like whatever. And she, at 10 o'clock, she's like, I want to go work, and then I'll hit you up afterwards. I was like, whatever.
Who, Millie?
Yeah. And I was like, whatever, sure, you know. And at this point, I'm like, she's probably not going to call. And,
Because she lined herself out for the night?
Because we're fucking broken up, and, like, the priorities aren't there, you know.
Right.
And she fucking, and this other dude.
Lack of inspiration, right.
And, she's still in love with me. It's crazy. She really is.
But
she fights it.
Does she?
Fuck yeah, she
does. It's a forever struggle for her. Let's get her on the phone for a guest.
She's working.
Well, take a break.
She's been on the cast. She's been on the cast before.
We're about to put you on here.
But anyway, so she calls me and she's like, or texts me, she's like, I gotta go now. Get me out of here now. I'm like, what? And
Glenn to come save her out?
And she knows I worry and shit, you know. And I'm like, what? She's like, she writes into Alpha Capital letters, escorting, in trouble, get the fuck out now. I'm like, okay, fair.
She should have just hoeing.
I'm like, the fucking, fucking Uber's on the way, you know. Changes the car like 4 times. Lifted, you know, I don't know why. Cause
took the drivers on, put different drivers on?
Yeah, 4 times.
Well, after they picked her up?
No, before, to get to her.
Huh.
So what happened...
Why did they think it was a bullshit call?
No, they just do that late at night when there's no one close. It's whoever gets closer.
I gotcha.
So Denver just made this new initiative about... I saw it on the news for just Douglas County, but apparently it's all of Denver. Everyone listened carefully. Could save your life. So Denver hates fentanyl so much now that any Joe Schmuck Schmo can call fucking non-emergency line and say this person's doing fentanyl or this person's selling fentanyl and get $1,000
reward
per fucking conviction.
Snitch reward.
Per conviction, yep. So I don't know what she was doing.
They get the money after conviction.
It's gotta be after conviction, yes. It's after conviction. And so I guess he called the cops on her and fucking I thought she was like getting beat up or like killed or something.
Did she know that he called the cops?
Well, eventually, yeah. She's like, I gotta get the fuck out of here.
She's like, I'm pretty sure she's doing fentanyl.
Like, she probably said something dumb. She's really done that before. She probably went by any booze.
Gave him some intel.
He's
got like a little book, all the people he fucking turned in. He's like, right about now, about $35,000.
Yeah, so I hadn't even seen her in like 2 weeks, you know.
And if you're doing that, you wouldn't have to worry that much about retaliation because a lot of those people are dead. I would imagine.
Deadheads.
You know?
Not sure, true, you know? Or will die soon.
Right.
It's a miracle I'm still here.
Or like, to assassinate somebody, it takes some work, man.
So I was sitting on my mom's couch.
I hear that it takes some work.
I was at my mom's house for dinner a couple weeks ago. And we had ate dinner watching like Dateline or something. She's like, I'm so glad you're here on the couch right now. And I'm like, what? I'm like, okay, what do you mean?
Your mom said that?
Yeah, I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, I figured you'd be dead years ago.
Oh my God.
I'm like, oh. She's like, I was waiting for that call every night.
Really? She said that?
I quote. That's my mom thinks I'm cynical. No, she was being.
She was serious.
She didn't get serious because ever since I told her I was a fucking heroin addict, fucking.
And why did you feel you needed to educate?
Why did I like keep it a secret for 20 years?
Pop it up.
And then finally tell her. It was the worst fucking decision
of
my life.
Some things are pretty like self-explanatory.
It was the worst fucking decision.
Was it?
Fuck yeah. Because it made her worry.
Yeah.
Like, it caused all these unnecessary problems. When if I never would have told her, she would have just thought I was an idiot and fucking missed dinner sometimes.
Well, yeah, she probably blames herself.
Exactly. All this bullshit. She's like, what did I do wrong?
Yeah, that sucks.
My traumas were brought on as an adult.
Yeah, she's like, I like drugs. It ain't your fault.
You know? Like, fuck. When I got raped and, you know, shit like that, you know, causes
trauma.
Stuff. Yeah.
For sure. You know, and everybody knows, or at least, you know, to...
And then you just get... And then once you're in the drug world, more
you
trauma just
cover
comes.
The feelings up. Some people eat their feelings, so, you know?
Well, and then it's the drug world just causes more trauma.
Yeah.
I mean, my fiancé died
most
in my...
always.
Fiancé died in my arms, you know? That was fucking lovely.
Did she OD?
She did.
And died.
And died.
Like...
Dead, not come back.
She's
not
had
come,
a funeral
she's
and
not come back.
Type dead.
She's dead.
I'm sorry to hear that. That's sad.
It was rough.
Did the police get involved in all that?
Oh, yeah. I almost fucked up.
You had to call the
fucking
cops.
I thought I was doing time.
Yeah, where were you at?
I was at the Hampton Inn in Colorado, Mississippi.
That's not too bad of a place.
Thank God for the fucking Good Samaritan Law of Colorado.
What's that?
That states if you call to help someone, you cannot get in trouble for what you were doing.
Really?
Yes.
Is that new?
No, it's been going on. But it's to deter people from saying we're going to get in trouble. We can't.
Well, it was.
They can find a kilo in your room and they can't get in trouble for it. I gave them my drugs.
Wow.
What was left of them? And they didn't,
and she
they,
was
they
dead.
Didn't take him.
When the cops got there, she
I
was
mean,
dead.
Not all the way. Like there, I mean, I knew she was dead, but they're trying to.
Oh,
tried to bring
dude.
Her back. Like
that's horrible.
When I flipped her over, like she was gray.
Oh my God.
When I put her on the ground and did CPR and blood came out of her
did
nose.
Did you?
And,
Was it a straight overdose or like? Did she have like pre-existing conditions?
No, I mean it was. She'd been clean for a little while. And,
that's why.
Well, yeah, but we were being really careful, and like, I think what it was, man, is so Emily died the same day, and dead too.
I was gonna say something really sarcastic, but I'm choosing not to.
I mean, the one way I cope was dirty jokes about it. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, what's the one thing you never want to wake up in?
Once you lose your sense of humor, you're really fucked.
You know, you always think the worst thing ever is to wake up with a dead hooker, like. But a dead fiance is even worse.
Oh, man.
You know, but at saying. Anywho.
You're like, that means I still have to pay the caterer. They're not going to let me out of this. Fuck.
So Tim, you know. So Tim's how I knew her. I knew him. I knew Tim through her. Because he asked her for a plug. So she gave him my number. And,
oh, that's how you guys met?
Yeah. But Tim's story, almost more traumatic than mine. His fiance shot herself in the heart in front of him.
Oh my God, dude. In the heart.
In the, like, boom.
Yeah. Like, statistically?
Women won't shoot themselves in the head.
I was going to say, I think the shot to the heart thing is a woman thing.
It's definitely a woman thing.
Yeah.
If they use a gun at all.
At all, exactly. And, like, I have a friend who committed suicide. And he used a .22 long-barreled rifle.
How'd that kill him?
Because the thing about .22s is...
they bounce around.
They say it's like the perfect assassination.
I mean, but it'll go in like your shoulder and come out your knee.
I don't know about that because it doesn't have as much power, but in your brain it does.
Cause so
it's
just
like,
ding, 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 Well, Jennings 22. She's a 22 miniature 22s.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I read that was the number one hitman weapon.
Yeah. You know, no, they are for assassination though.
Short range.
I have a Marlin 22. It's semi-automatic. It's almost like a carbine. So it's just tick, 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 tick. You don't have to cock it or nothing. You know, put a magazine in there. That thing is so fast. It's nice. Like, that is very nice. It's so accurate.
So Emily died that same night. The next night, but same calendar day.
Damn.
And, it was fucked. And,
Do you keep a journal at all?
And the amount of deaths that I have is
ridiculous. You should.
My mom told me, she says that there's more deaths around me than anyone's ever seen. Like everyone I went to high school with died.
I don't know if you have, I have a lot.
Interesting fact about Nick.
Factoid.
At one point, 3 out of 4 of girls I had been with, gone.
Really?
Now I think it's 3 out of 5.
By suicide? Or just overdose. Misadventure?
Overdose. Misadventure.
Hey, I brought you something to drink in the freezer.
Yeah, I don't drink water.
No, it's a...
But no, even if I drank, I'd still hack up shit because it doesn't come through my throat. No, I got lung.
You a... You know, a fucking... Gatorade. Okay.
So, Emily died of an opiate overdose.
Yeah?
From doing a shot of clear. Fentanyl in the clear.
It was in there? Fentanyl was in there?
Had to be. We didn't test it back then, you know?
I think there was a blood from the straw.
That's what we assumed.
Yeah, it was getting really bad, like...
Well, in 2006...
We had to get fentanyl tested.
Why, are we recording something?
Oh, yeah, totally.
We're live. Been?
It's my podcast.
Stop!
Hey, no, do that. What? It's my podcast. I mean, it's been on for years.
Okay, hi, podcast people.
Yeah, that's the lady. It's the lady of the house.
I'm gonna be glad I didn't just stop it.
Yeah, she tried to like, shut us down.
I'm shutting this shit down now.
I haven't had a good episode like this with guests in forever. Like, well, he walked in the door and had no idea I was recording it. He starts coming.
I thought you were talking to somebody.
Yeah, I thought I was talking to myself. And then I'm like,
no, I thought you were talking on the phone.
And I was like, no, this is my podcast. He's like, what? I'm like, yeah, podcast. It's world renowned. It really is.
He's got followers and everything. Likes, followers, and
all this stuff.
Yeah.
Reviews.
Yeah, you better follow him.
Then he needs to make t-shirts.
Yeah, send me money. Coffee cups.
Send us money so we can buy drugs.
Exactly.
I'm just kidding.
Okay, so we're back. Same dipshit called.
So,
but we were talking about royalties and getting paid for podcasting like, and content creation. Like
professional podcasts. They do it every day.
Podcaster speak. Sorry.
I mean, I'm the podcaster. No,
I'm the host.
No, I mean. It's. I mean, there's a lot too with content creators. Like,
yeah, you like, get 17,000 followers, like, but like $200 in 2 years.
Like I get paid. Like, I get paid more for streaming games.
At least he didn't lie about it.
Yeah.
Right. Like I
get paid more for being the middleman.
He could have fed us a line of shit.
Yeah, I get paid more to play Call of Duty for a couple hours. But that's just because I'm good.
So Nick.
Yes.
If you had it going on so much that it was time to name a drink,
got it going on,
like the Arnold Palmer. What would
do?
You,
I get to pick the drink.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking. What
like, what is the drink?
Yeah, what is the drink?
Whew.
Yeah, that's hard.
That's a question. Can it be an existing drink that I just name after myself?
No. That's pleasure.
Why not? It could be whatever you want.
But what if I don't? Well, what if I don't?
How
like,
original is that?
Just take the drink you want. Don't tell them what it is, and then add something to it, and then go.
Fair.
Like a tiny additive. Different than the other.
Yeah,
so
yeah, like
a Shirley an Arnold
with
Palmer
cherry,
with a cherry in it or something.
Yeah, yeah. But it's got to be refreshing, you know, because I'm a refreshing guy.
Well, that's the thing. Like, if you were a mountain man, he's like,
okay, I'll
snow,
tell you. I want Shirley Temple
it might
without
be
the, extra, like,
no
not
grenadine.
A lot of sugar. Yeah, the grenadine stuff.
Then that's
and
just
then,
Sprite.
Excuse me?
Shirley Temple, Sprite, and grenadine.
Yeah, I know.
So without the grenadine, it's
no, with the grenadine, the extra grenadine.
Oh, extra grenadine.
And without so much sugar in it. Or we'll have coffee with raspberry syrup in it. That works.
Is that good?
What are you calling it?
Sure thing.
Sure thing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You gonna call it a sure thing?
Mm-hmm.
She is.
Sure
thing.
Or what was that one chick? Take it outside, that one.
Shell's
white
bells.
Trash. What was that chick, the famous line, take it outside or whatever? That white trash girl.
Shell is hell.
Shell's hell?
No. Shell's...
Shell's okay. Bells.
Yeah, let's just...
Shell's
stop.
Bells. That's
Hell's
a good
bells.
One. Have you ever had hot chocolate with Rumplemints in it?
I have.
Sounds like somebody shit in my hot chocolate.
No, they shit peppermint in your hot chocolate.
Fucking trash.
A Rumplemint.
We used to drink so much Rumplemints at fucking the Aggie when I worked there.
That stuff is for... Have you ever had Golden Schlager?
Oh my god, I puked up gold for days.
I love eucalyptus and spearmint lotion. It's very refreshing. I wish I would drink it, sort of.
I like cucumber water.
Do you?
Cucumber water. It sounds like not that good. You gotta have lime in it, though.
No.
Do you like pomegranate juice?
It's too much work to get the juice out
no,
of the
that's
balls.
Why,
that's
why
you buy a bottle
you
of
buy
it.
Pump.
No, I don't.
But
I
they don't.
I
but
did,
they.
But
they sell
got
them.
Huge
they sell them in plastic bottles now.
I
like
bought
used to sell it in
the
glass bottle.
Right,
I
right.
bought two huge fucking like liter ones before.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna get healthy. Hell yeah! And then I drank it and I didn't really like it. was like, damn, this is a waste of fucking
$16. Well, you're supposed to use it like grenadine. Like to make drinks and shit. Were you just drinking it straight?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
See, I like pomegranate tea.
That's good.
So my drink, huh?
Guess what, guys? I have a fucking super expensive juicer, and I don't ever use it.
I'll use it.
Let's make some juice.
No, I'm going to use it.
I've wanted a juicer forever.
Did you make the tortelloni?
At Bandcamp, I made this juice, and it was radishes in it. It's for, okay, gross. Guys, this is going to be for helping the lungs and breathing better. It's 4 radishes.
Gross.
Right.
A carrot.
Uh-huh.
An apple.
And a beet.
Okay. And a lemon. Okay. And then without the peels, obviously.
Okay.
Hopefully.
Okay.
And then, put it in your little blender and voila, it's very good.
Have you ever made one before with that?
Yes. And it actually...
How did it taste?
It actually helped me cough my phlegm up.
Did it?
Yep.
Why are radishes so spicy?
Because it helps you cough your phlegm up. I don't know.
I've never had
it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
they're super spicy, dude. It's weird.
I can't believe I ever had a radish.
Because the earth was like, damn, these people need to fucking... get some cleanse in their life, and they made little red balls.
Mother Nature did that?
Yeah, Mother Nature is very, she's the shit.
She's pretty smart.
She is the shit.
She is shit.
You should never fuck with her.
We should late her.
So, I know it's an iced tea drink of some sort. You know, I'm just gonna go ahead and just say, since...
Sweet tea.
I hate sweet tea.
I hate sweet tea too.
Do
you like sweet tea?
I'm from the South.
She's from the South.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, I'm from the South, but I still hate it.
I hate sweet tea.
But it's gotta be made a certain way.
So mine's gonna be a little take. It's gonna be a take on the Arnold Palmer. So it's gonna
be. Where's Luna? Where the fuck? Oh,
right there.
You guys can't be smoking so much shit around here. Jesus. Okay, Luna, go back in his bag. Go back to his. Get in my belly.
It's gonna be tea.
You guys want
it's gonna be
What?
It's gonna be like it's gonna be iced black tea.
For me.
Iced black tea with like a raspberry lemonade. Instead of regular lemonade.
I want you to want me. Yeah. I love my dog.
And we're gonna call it
Have you ever had that?
I love my dog.
So I heard an interview with Arnold Palmer, like the last interview.
Does he drink Arnold Palmer?
Well, guys, let's try this though. This is gonna be the shit.
They asked him.
Oatmeal Lucky Charms.
I'm curious.
They asked him, "How do you make the best Arnold?"
I've always wondered the actual measurements.
He said, "More iced tea."
Yeah.
A little more iced tea than lemonade.
Yeah, just a little bit of lemonade.
A little bit of lemonade.
Like 70-30.
And he said, "Do not use sweet tea. Do not offend me like that."
Of course, obviously. Okay, well, everyone, that's
he did have it going on. So, yeah, once you get to the point where you can make a drink named after you, you're doing things.
I always was told, if you're going to move anything, make sure you're moving enough to use forklifts.
Just don't let it run you over.
Anywho, so everybody, that's going to be the episode for tonight. It sounds like I got some new people that want to get involved, so...
Just don't move to Colorado, please.
Hell, these people, 80% of my audience lives in Denver.
Unless you can drive.
80% of my audience lives here.
Do they?
But I got people in like Ghana and Nigeria and Korea and fucking... I'll show you the list.
That's
crazy.
Awesome.
It's fucking crazy.
Just think once you start like fucking doing it.
I've been doing this for years, bro. Years. It's just a few people in the world care what I have to say. For some reason. Or they like to talk shit.
You?
They type in like heroin into the podcast search bar.
Wow.
I was one of the top heroin podcasts for a while.
Really?
One of the top five?
You need to go on the road like Pakistan on occasion.
need to do the school bus thing like I'm about to do.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm gonna do it, I'm gonna do it.
Alright, you can be my travel manager.
Fuck yeah!
Alright, guys, we're going on a world tour.
Help us fundraiser for the fucking school bus.
Yes. Okay. Anyway, everybody, I love
you. I already got the fucking book to do it.
She's got the book. I love you all. Thank you for your support and lack of support and lack of donations. I appreciate that. Check our lifestyles out. You know, it's pretty interesting.
The real.
Super real. Super real. What is it? Oh.
Put it back where?
The freezer or the fridge?
The fridge, please.
They're super real. I love you all. Don't podcast alone.
Might get weird, maybe like 2D and stuff, but like, you know.
We're going to be in the metaverse. That's
not metaverse.
That's the next step.
Betterverse.
There you go.
Welcome to Thoughts of a Relapsing Drug Addict. It is Sunday night at 11 p.m. And I'm about to sell a Cabbage Patch doll. And try to move onward and upward. Leave the past behind. Leave the past in the past. Anything that's toxic, just not deal with it anymore. And move forward. If I can heal from other things, I can heal from this. And
what up?
And there's what should we call you?
Alice.
And that's Alice. She's been kind enough to let me stay at her home for the last couple of days, and
had the police called. Long story, roundabout way.
A guest of mine had the police called, so we've been hanging out all night. You know, it's I woke up at probably 10, 11 in the morning, and my guests were still here, and said I'm gonna go in my car and find some shit that I lost.
And like crazy
and yeah, I look like a crazy person. And, you know, he's not that much of a. I mean, he wears, you know, he wears a hoodie and baggy pants, you know, that kind of thing. He doesn't not look like a drug addict.
Who?
Tim.
Sort of.
Yeah, he kind of does, you know. But, you know, and so he's digging in his car outside. And
not
Probably falling asleep and nodding out, and then my ex lady friend, goes out there to see if he'll give her a ride somewhere to the gas station, I think, and
oh my god.
And Alice just stepped on Felony's paw.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
I'm sorry.
And then she comes inside and says, the police are on their way. Right, what the fuck? And the neighbor lady saw the people looking all like they look and going through a car and said, I'm calling the police. So then they left, and then the police came and rang the doorbell, and I didn't answer the door, and then the police went away. And that was that. But, oh, and then she went out and talked to the neighbor lady who called the police. And
she didn't tell me that she called the police.
She didn't say she called the police. She just but so that was the morning. That was like 11 o'clock, 12 this morning. Oh, and then just get a phone call from my buddy who's saying, Nick, they're killing me. They got strapped down at the fucking hospital. So who knows what's going on there.
Vietnam.
He's a Vietnam veteran. He did, 22 years?
What we're going to call him is Vietnam.
Vietnam. Okay. And he did 22 years in the Missouri Correctional Facilities. And, but now he's tied down at the hospital thinking they're killing him. It's a shame.
They're killing me.
It's a shame. It's hard to say what happened. He probably nodded out in his car or something. Like, who knows?
Possibly. Who knows?
Yeah. So, updates to come as I receive them on that situation. Oh yeah, and then so I get this. That's the reason I started the episode right now. So last night, I get a message from in the Facebook group for the podcast, the Relapsing is Never Ending group. That's what my group's called. Relapsing is Never Ending.
I'm sad.
I know.
Okay.
It's a sad lifestyle. I get a message there saying, like, happy birthday or some nonsense. And I message the dude. I say, thanks, you know, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, interactive people, you know, I always ask them if they want to be on the show, you know, why not? And he said, yeah, dude, I love to, blah, blah, blah. And so we messaged last night. He's been listening to this shit since the first podcast before this one. I don't even remember what the other one was called.
Bless his heart. I want to hug him.
Yeah, me too. He lives in California. I'm not going to say his name because I don't know if he wants that, you know, it's the type of publicity, that type of exposure. But anywho, we're setting up a date this week for him to come on the cast and tell his story, answer some questions, you know. I'm curious. I mean, if someone's been listening to this for that long, they may know me better than I know myself.
True.
I mean, because there are so many episodes where I just was like getting on here rambling about anything in my head that I don't even remember. You know?
That's actually very dope.
Yeah. I'm interested to see what he has to say.
Me too.
I mean, I have over 100 episodes. I have 115 or something.
What a dedicated man.
I know. Dedicated
as fuck. I wish I was his wife.
It looks like he's got a wife and a child. He's sober now, is what it looks like.
Good for him.
Yeah. He said I'm a survivor, so we'll go with that. I like that.
That's cool.
I am a fucking survivor. I'm not a victim though. Never a victim.
Mm-mm.
So you all have that to look forward to next weekend, next week. And it's Sunday, so I'll probably be like within the next couple of days. I'm excited to sell this Cabbage Patch doll. I found it on the side of the road in a dresser. There's ones that look like it going for like $700 to $900 in the box, though. And Alice says that it looks like me.
Yes, it does. That's so funny.
So, that's kind of cool, I guess.
Did you take a picture of you and Cabbage Patch doll together? What? Put it on your podcast?
Yeah, I can do that.
That'd be so adorable.
You know, for like years I remained anonymous. And I didn't even say my name. But then over time, like my name had been said and I didn't edit it out. And then eventually I was like, nah, whatever, I don't care. But I also had a job for a long time, too. So I didn't want my job to find out and stuff. But now that I'm gainfully unemployed, I got an offer to be a dishwasher at an Italian place, a pizza place. I don't know how legit the offer is, but I said I would do it part-time. And I think 18 an hour, I think he said. Fuck, I'll wash dishes for 18 an hour. And I think I'm going to start delving on, like topics. Like, be a little bit more structured. And, like, so I've been real into, like, simulation theory, multiverse, all this shit lately. So I think I'm going to start picking out a topic and discussing said topic. You dropped in the episodes. What are your thoughts? Do you believe we're in a simulation? Do you believe there's parallel universes? Aliens, hollow earth people, Palladians, Anunnaki. I mean, just all these keywords, you know. And if you know what those keywords mean, then you're one step ahead of a lot of people. Do you believe it's a flat earth? That's an interesting theory that I used to not give very much credit to, but, like, I'm starting to, like, I'm not saying come around, but listen, at least. And then Antarctica is an ice wall, and over that wall is a whole nother world, basically. And there's, like, 7 ice walls, they say. Who knows? But are the giants on the other side of the wall? Who knows? You know, what's hidden in the ice? They say that in the next couple of years we could have a mini ice age. I mean, I doubt that with global warming and everything, but you never know. If we are in a simulation, is a video game? Is someone controlling us? If so, are they doing good? or are they dying or failing? Is your character leveling up or leveling down? All interesting thoughts. I'd say whoever's controlling my character is an idiot. And he's not leveled up in quite a while. But that's okay. And then there's Felony Dog. She's doing